Recent heavy rains have the falls running full blast. White water spills and crashes onto worn, tumbled boulders. Light sparkles through a towering canopy of trees. We're at the top of Wildflower Trail, almost to Old Railroad Bed Trail, and there's a little bit of everything around us that makes this part of the world ecologically special. Sinkholes, caves and karst, a diversity of aquatic wildlife, flora and fauna, and plenty of rugged natural wonder.
When it's dry up here, the rocks are absolutely beautiful. Fossils everywhere, and the sunlight is really filtered back here.
That's Hallie Porter with the Land Trust of North Alabama, which owns and manages 40 miles of trails through these mountains.
It's almost like you've got stained glass above because the light comes through the trees. In the fall, it's phenomenal.
Thousands of those little green stained glass windows glow above us. At our feet, the water rushes past, cold and crystal clear. The clear water and clean air gave the Mountain of Health its name, Montesano, as it was used as a health spa and tourist attraction in the 1800s. Just a few minutes hike down the trail, history runs even deeper. Again, Hallie Porter.
You have to take the time on the trail to look for the things that may not be right there at your feet, and there's a lot out here.
One spot of interest is the headwaters of Fagan Spring, which gurgles from a tiny cave right off the trail and merges with the rest of the water rushing off the mountain. Fagan Spring and a nearby roadway are named after Peter Fagan, a local goat herder, cheesemaker, barber, and musician who died in 1829. His obituary says he was a man of honest and stern integrity. You can trace Fagan Spring and other nearby waterways back to the earliest days of Huntsville.
John Hunt actually settled near Big Spring, which is now Big Spring Park, and he settled there because it was a constant water source and it had abundant wildlife, so he could get food and water. But that's how Huntsville started, is around springs. And we've got springs all over here, Montesano as well as Green Mountain.
There's a lot to see and a lot that's rarely seen, like coyotes, bobcats, and even a great horned owl that hunts nearby. For younger hikers, there are plenty of places to wade in the creek and look for salamanders, frogs, and other aquatic critters. Porter says the Land Trust also uses this area to host nature workshops.
When it comes down to the kids, it does more than just get them familiar with what's out here, but it gets these kids active. Kids today spend so much time on the computer and television. They can tell you what's happening in the Amazon, but do they really know what's out here in their back door?
Wildflower Trail is open to the public. The trailhead is located at the end of Clearmont Drive Southeast in Huntsville. You can find more from the Land Trust of North Alabama's website at landtrustnal.org. For the Tennessee Valley Explorer, I'm Brett Tannehill.